Well, the wonderful sound of David Russell at the guitar, and for very good reason here this afternoon. It is Mark Wigmore on this midweek Wednesday. You're with the Oasis on the New Classical FM and our look at arts and culture. Joining us this afternoon, one of the most celebrated classical guitarists of our time, David Russell. He has spent decades at the top of the classical music world, admired for his flawless technique, rich tone, and deeply expressive recordings. He's a student of the Andrés Segovia tradition and has built an international career performing in the world's most prestigious concert halls, from London and Madrid to New York and Tokyo, and in just about 10 days' time, right here in Toronto. And he's won the Bream, Segovia, Tárrega, and Ramirez competitions over the years, as well as a Grammy. David Russell's recordings have set a gold standard for classical guitar. His extensive discography includes acclaimed interpretations of composers such as Bach, Barrios, Albéniz. Beyond the stage and studio, he's also known for his dedication to teaching and inspiring the next generation of guitarists. We're especially fortunate to have him here as part of the Toronto Guitar Weekend, which is organized by the Guitar Society of Toronto. David will perform on Saturday, April 25th at St. Andrew's Church as part of the weekend and then give a masterclass the next day, Sunday the 26th. The weekend will feature other world-renowned performers, a luthier fair, recitals, a youth competition, and open mic. You can pick up your passes for the entire Toronto Guitar Weekend at guitarsocietyoftoronto.com. David Russell, welcome to the Oasis and the New Classical FM.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Where have we reached you today?
I'm in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, very good. What's happening in Virginia?
Well, I'll be playing here in a couple of days, and I'm also playing in Williamsburg, and then I'll go up to New York, and then I'll come to Toronto to visit you.
Lovely. Well, we're very, very glad to have you in town. When you start playing your guitar without even thinking about it, when you pick up your guitar, what's the first thing you start playing? What's the first composer, or what do you do?
Well, you know, as a professional, I probably the first thing I do is file my nails and make the sound as pretty as I can do. And I usually spend a little bit of time kind of warming up my fingers. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like a sportsman, you know, just to make sure that I don't overexert them. So the first maybe 20 minutes or half an hour is dedicated more to the mechanics of playing. And then I go into my program and work on the pieces I'm going to play.
If you take your mind completely away from that workout and you just start playing a melody, is it a Spanish composer? Is it Bach? What do you just kind of go to without thinking about it?
Well, Bach is, of course, you know, an eternal favorite. The thing is, it does kind of depend on the feeling of the day. You know, there are some times that it's much more fun to sit and play kind of lighter, more melodic Spanish piece or a 19th century piece. And other times it's nice to delve into the power of the music that Bach wrote. So really, it depends on the feeling. Yeah. And I change all the time. You know, there's such a large repertoire that we can do. And also, I have quite a few pieces that are newer pieces that people have written for me and I'm going to be playing them. So sometimes it's also nice to enjoy them.
So you're born in Scotland. Tell us a little bit about where you move around and eventually getting to the Royal Academy of London. And I ask that because I just walked by the Royal Academy the other day and I was noting all the incredible names who have been through those hallways and learned there. So tell us about those early days.
Well, my parents are artists, and so when I was about six, after living in Glasgow my first years in Scotland, we all moved to Spain, and I grew up on a little island off the east coast of Spain called Menorca. Mm. Although, of course, we were the only foreigners in the village, and we completely integrated, but we still kept a lot of contact with Scotland and went back and forth. And so when I was about 16, my parents had some musician friends that said, well, the Royal Academy of Music in London is a really great place to go. So I went there rather too young, really. I wasn't really ready to, shall we say, enjoy and take advantage of such a fantastic city.
You're not the first person to tell me that story, actually. You know, I'm sure it's a formidable place in its own way.
Well, especially when you come from a small village and you're suddenly plumped in this huge big city and the haloed halls of the Royal Academy, as you say, with all its history, et cetera, and be part of it. But I soon learned to be part of it and enjoyed it very much. And of course, London is still one of my favorite cities to go and visit.
Where is home for you these days?
In the northwest corner of Spain, a city called Vigo.
Okay.
Near Santiago de Compostela, which is more famous. Yeah. We're on the coast, on the Atlantic coast.
It's lovely. We've been to Spain with listeners about 3 or 4 times over the last few years, and it's just a country I'm learning to love more and more, and I'm sure you can understand why. It's just full of culture and food and music. It's amazing.
Yeah, and even, I would say, also the way of life. You know, the people live in the street more and enjoy the social life very much, you know. So I've lived in Vigo for nearly 40 years now, and I love it. You know, I'm always looking forward to being back there.
So as a classical guitarist, talk about the complete musician. It was interesting to hear about your exercise as you pick up the guitar and go through your repertoire. I think the modern audience, they're looking for that dexterity, they're looking for that precision, but they also want you to find the tradition and the emotion in a piece. And so is it two parts of your brain? Tell me about that element of performing.
Well, the part of the technique that I was mentioning, really, it's to liberate you from the technique.
Yeah.
You know, so if you work at it and you've dealt with it first thing in the morning and things, your fingers are feeling agile and well-oiled, then it's much easier to bring out the emotion in a piece of music. Whereas if you're struggling with the just getting the notes, with the technique of a piece of music, it's much more difficult to really delve into the musical expression that is there. And so the technique is what we use to express ourselves, if you like. But of course, the expression comes from what we do with the music and how we give it to our audience. The technique is a private, it's our problem. We don't want to let anyone know that we have to work hard to get this. But, you know, you think of a ballet dancer, for example, how many hours they have to do all their exercises to then jump on stage and spend 5 minutes doing wonderful expressive movements.
Yeah.
So many, many things in the arts do require a lot of technique. Even, shall we say, painting and drawing. You know, my parents used to spend many hours doing, you know, sketches, building up towards what was finally a painting. So in some ways, that's what we do. We're working at the piece and going through it and really becoming totally familiar with it so that finally when we present it to our audience, I hope it's going to be wonderful and they can enjoy everything that's there.
I know you're giving a masterclass on the Sunday, and I feel like we're getting just a little preview of that right now, which is lovely.
There you go.
If you're just joining us, Grammy award-winning classical guitar great David Russell on the line from Virginia, and he's a big part of the Toronto Guitar Weekend, which is happening next weekend with the Guitar Society of Toronto. David will perform Saturday, April 25th, St. Andrew's Church as part of the event, and then give a masterclass on Sunday, the 26th. Toronto Guitar Weekend passes available at Guitar Society. SocietyofToronto.com. All right, so we want to know about this concert. There's going to be a lot of people excited to see you there. So tell us about the repertoire that's part of this tour.
Well, it's quite a varied repertoire, but one whole part of the pieces I'll be playing are pieces that have been written for me recently, etc. One of them is written by a Canadian guitarist, Patrick Roux, and it's commissioned by the Guitar Society for this event.
Amazing.
So it will be the first performance. And it's called A Piece of Hope. He writes very tuneful music. It's hoping for some peace. So Patrick's piece will be the first performance. So I still haven't played that one for anyone except play it at home for my wife. But I will be playing another piece that I've played in many places now, a piece by Steve Goss, and it's called Don Quixote. And this one's a slightly unusual piece because Steve Goss, he wanted a piece that was more programmatic, shall we say. So we're going to put up images of Don Quixote and Sancho Panza and Dulcinea, his beautiful love. And these images change. My wife will be doing the changing of the images. There's about 70 different images through the piece of music. The images are really there, hopefully not to distract you from the music, but to enhance your imagination when you're listening to the piece. I'll play some Bach, and I'll play some Giuliani, who's a guitarist from the 19th century. Oh, and I'm playing some Albéniz as well. I've chosen a set of Albéniz from the Spanish composer, you know, he wrote only for the piano. He didn't write for the guitar, but many of his pieces fit on the guitar so well that they're probably better known as guitar repertoire than piano repertoire.
Wonderful. I don't know if you know much about that record, but we just got that Rafael Foyatra record last year, and it seems like he got his hands on a lot of the guitars of some of these composers and was able to play on those actual guitars. Have you ever been able to do that?
Yeah, well, some of the old guitars are just as beautiful, especially for recording. You know, if you know how to, you maybe have to find a way of recording them to get the best out of them. Often some of the 19th century guitars, or they don't have the same volume power that our modern guitars have.
Right.
But they usually have some soul to them. And if you know that Tárrega had played it, or Llobet, or one of the guitarists from the end of the 19th century, if they had played it, maybe that draws you even more into the music, and perhaps we can play more expressively. Who knows?
David, I mentioned it off air before we started the interview, but we have just so enjoyed playing your music over the years. We have a lot of your records, and it's just been a real joy. So thank you for all the great music over the last few decades.
Well, that's my pleasure. And I have to just say that my very first solo LP was made in Canada.
No kidding. Where did you do it?
I recorded it in Vancouver around about 1979 or 77, 8. I don't think you can get it anymore, but it's called Something Unique. And it was basically the repertoire as the pieces I was playing when I was on tour in 1977 in Vancouver. And
that city's grown up a little bit since then.
It has, yeah. The last time I went, it's unrecognizable.
Yeah, I get it. Well, David, I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you as part of the Toronto Guitar Weekend. Thank you again.
I'm looking forward to it too. Thank you.
David Russell has been with us on the line from Virginia. He is part of the Toronto Guitar Weekend. It's happening next weekend with the Guitar Society of Toronto, performing Saturday, April 25th at St. Andrew's Church as part of the event. And then a masterclass on Sunday, the 26th. Toronto Guitar Weekend passes available at guitarsocietyoftoronto.com. Musically, right now, as we wrap up our look at arts and culture here on The Oasis, my name is Mark Wigmore. Of course, it's David Russell at the guitar.